Yeah, so we're going to try that again. Bit of a false start. Get ready. Hang on. Here we go. Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever it is, and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 24. My name's Nick Tan, and I'm going to play you the best music you've never heard. Well, you might have heard some of it before, because I might have played some of it before, but whatever. It's going to be a fantastic podcast, and probably going to be a bit of a short one, just because it is. Tonight, or whatever, I'm going to play you some Matt Blake, Real Raj, King Never, Will Chryski, fantastic tune by Will Chryski. I thought I'd play one of those. Anyway, get on with it. Tom Slater, Haunted Stereo, Gideon's Demise, Matt Stevens, and a song by me. We're going to finish up with a song by me. A little bit dodgy, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, we're going to start off with Matt Blake. This is Sublime. Fantastic. That was Matt Blake. He's from Winchester. And I run a thing down here in Southampton called Pure Acoustica. We have a regular night at a few pubs around here. Well, one at the moment. We might have one, a few more coming up. And he's one of the Pure Acoustica artists. To find out about Pure Acoustica, go to pureacoustica.com. There's links on the there'll be links on the blog as per usual, or you can whatever. Anyway, the next person I'm going to play you is another friend of mine, and he is called The Real Raj. You might remember I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and this is a fantastic tune of his called Ingenue.
There's an angel on her shoulders, a demon hanging over mine. And how can I say that I need her when I can't even smile? And who said, who are you? your face in my dreams before, seen it in my nightmares too. And every time I look around, you know where to be found. Said who?
The Real Raj and one of my favourite tunes of his, Ingenue. Now, there's going to be some products coming soon. I'm putting together the compilation of some of the artists that I've played on Is This Thing on podcast. It's coming together. It's coming together quite well, actually. There's a few tracks that have been, quite a few people have donated tracks, and there'll be a physical CD available, probably just through Bandcamp, I think. That'll be the best place to put it, and we'll see what happens with that. And the person who's mixing that is a guy called Matt McCabe, and Matt McCabe is also part of, if not all of, King Never.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Checking into
fantastic. That's King Never and Hotel Desolation. And Matt McKay from King Never is also going to be helping me out compile the compilation of Is This Thing On, where some of the artists that I've played have donated tracks, and we're having a compilation CD coming out very, very shortly. I've got lots of tracks here, and Matt is going to master all of them for us, because he's a fantastic guy. Right, now, this is a track by a guy called Will Criskey. I've kind of wanted to play this a few times, and if you listen to the podcast regularly, you'll know that I put this thing together, and sometimes I go, oh, I changed my mind at the last minute, and some tracks get left out that I actually wanted to play, and this is one of them. This is a fantastic track, and it's called Metal Mayhem, and you'll find out why. Right, this is Will Criskey. Stand by, strap yourself in. Fantastic. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. That was Will Criskey and Metal Mayhem. And I don't want to play that. I want to dedicate that to Napoleon, because I know he likes his classic rock. I'd also like to thank him for designing the new t-shirt design. Not like the old t-shirt design, because there wasn't one. He's designed the design. Yeah, that's right. He's designed the new design for the Is This Thing On podcast t-shirt, which is available via the link at very, very reasonable prices. For Christ's sake, buy one. Okay. Right, now this is, like I said, this is going to be a bit of a short podcast this week. I haven't got any fancy stuff. I've got some interviews, but I just can't bother to edit them this week, because that's just the way it is. Anyway, let's just play some tracks. This is Tom Slater. Thank you.
There's a red, red room that I can remember, with chlorine grunge right outside the window, and I'm not breaking down. On a cold, cold night, I saw something evil turn to red. Red walls, a deep shade of gray, and I'm not breaking down. Won't you tell me where the lost one is? Won't you tell me where the lost one is? There are ghosts in my dreams, but I
wonderful songs.
Do, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Beautiful. Well, that was who was that? Hang on a minute. I have to go back here. I was lost in it. Lost in it all. That was Tom Slater. Slatter? S-L-A-T-T-E-R? Lines over something or other. Can't remember what. Sorry, it's a bit of a bish bosh bash one today. Just because I've got things to do. The next track I'm going to play is by a band called Haunted Stereo. And they were playing on Saturday, and unfortunately I missed them. Because I was putting together content for PureAcoustica.com. Go and have a look at PureAcoustica.com and see what you think. I think it's quite snazzy. It will improve. It's another website for another project that I do. But enough of that. I missed Haunted Stereo on Saturday, but there's no reason for you to miss them, and here they are now.
Nick_time.
Fantastic. Right, that was Haunted Stereo. That's a good, that's an interesting little track, wasn't it? Anyway, sorry guys, I missed you on Saturday, but I believe Lewis McLean came over and saw you, but he didn't say hi. Although I said go over there and say hi from me, but he didn't. Anyway, hello Lewis. Oh, and hello Hannah. Hello Hannah. Hello Hannah. And hello Mel. Sorry about your nose, Mel. Never mind. Okay, next track we got is by a band called Gideon's Demise, and they are going to be on the compilation, actually, which is going to be coming out soon. Don't forget, buy the t-shirts, everybody. Gideon's Demise, and it's a song called Fusion, and it's very, very good, and it's starting now. Right, so it's a bit rushed this week. Can you tell? Can you tell I'm not crafting it as well as I usually do? But I'm very sorry. I've got a lot of stuff to do. I've got to clean my kitchen out because I'm having more building work done, having a chimney taken out in the kitchen. Who has a chimney in their kitchen? We do. We have a chimney in our kitchen, but not for much longer because people are going to come and take it away tomorrow. So I've just got to get this thing off and running. So that's enough about that. Let's talk about Matt Stevens again. I know I play a lot of Matt Stevens, but I like Matt Stevens and it's my podcast, so... No, so there. This is a great little track called 11. Just listen to it. It's brilliant. Beautiful. And a very nice little bit of xylophone there, I think. I think you'll agree. Of all the bits of pieces of xylophone I've ever heard, that's one of my favourite pieces. Right, well, that's pretty much it. I've got one more track to play, which I'll tell you about in a moment. No Watch Your Mothers this week. I have sent them some stuff to review, but they've been busy. I know both Swineshead and Napoleon have been busy. Napoleon has been busy doing a design for the T-shirt. Remember the T-shirts? Very reasonable prices. So we'll get some reviews when they've got time. Now, I was having a little chat with Matt earlier on this week, and I was playing him some stuff, and he plays me some stuff, and we would talk about lots of different bits and pieces. And he said to me, oh, I played him one song. He said, you've got to release that song. And I said, well, you know, I've kind of shied away from releasing it because it's not really what I do. It's just a song. And when you're a songwriter, sometimes I just write a song. I don't think, oh, I'm going to write a particular kind of genre. I am going to do that in my next album. I am going to write a particular... Well, I've got a couple of albums planned. But they are going to be specific genres. But this one didn't fall into anything. He said, oh, why don't you put it out? Put it out. And he's got lots of ideas for this. So I'm going to give it an airing and see what you think. I'd appreciate your feedback on this. Like I said, it's not something that I normally do. And it's basically, I did it for a bit of fun. It's a song, I did write this song in the shower. I thought of everything in the shower. All the words, I kind of did a Raj. I just went, there it is, there's the song. But mind you, I'd worked all the words out in my head first, all the verses, exactly everything. And I came out of the shower and I rushed straight to a guitar and a piece of paper and a pencil and I wrote everything down and that was the song. So it's like I said, it's a bit of fun. We're going to have a competition. I'm going to try it out. I'm not too sure, but I do like to take on people's suggestions sometimes, and I do trust Matt with his judgment. But what I'll do with this, I'll let you have a listen to it and tell me what you think. What the plan is, going to be that I ask you or anybody and everybody else to make a video and put it up on YouTube of this song, doing whatever you want to do to this song. And as you'll hear, it's, you know, it's got a lot going for it in the fun, funny stakes. Anyway, look, enough of that. I'll play you the song, a few bits and pieces, and then that'll be the end. And next week, I promise you, it'll be more thought out. I'll have, I'll still have good songs, but I'll have a few bits and pieces to play you other than just me rattling on in a rush and in a hurry. So anyway, I hope you have a good week. Lots of stuff happening this week. Got World Cup and stuff, but I'm not really going to get into that. I'll leave that to the professionals because I haven't got a clue about it. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Buy a t-shirt, click on some clicks, all that sort of stuff, and I'll see you next time. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Where do you go to find out about the podcast?
who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff. Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please?
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy. It is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than 2 to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.